ladies and gentlemen, time now for Wayne Pond to grace us with his presence as he does every weekday. How are you, Wayne?
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, guys, and good wishes to Nikki. I'm hoping, like you, that she has a speedy recovery here. Nikki, kiddo, if you're listening, good wishes.
You got it. Right, AJ is here this morning, substituting for Nikki, as you know. Do you have a good word for us?
AJ, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right, here we go. Monday morning, word of the day. With this government shutdown, et cetera, there's been a lot of curse words flying around, I suspect. So that leads us to the Monday morning word of the day. You heard the term malediction, which is a fancy way of saying bad speech. Well, here's a variation on malediction. Curses and maledictions all wrapped up. You can pick your favorite. The word of the day is malison. M as in mother, M-A-L-I-S-O-N. This is the word that preceded malediction. It's been around 800 or 900 years, but somehow or other it has lost favor, and malison has given way to malediction. They're both, as I say, all about blue language, lots of ampersands and dashes and exclamation points and
expletives deleted.
That's right. You fill in the blankety blank blank blank. So malison, M-A-L-I-S-O-N, your word of the day. Curses, maledictions. Let's keep the government open, for crying out loud.
Yeah, for heaven's sake. It's probably going to close again in less than 3 weeks, but you know.
Our kindergarten president. Let's see what happens.
Thanks, man.
You bet. Take care. Talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.
You got it.